6. Health. Questions 14. At the doctor's, illnesses, symptoms, at the dentist's, hospital service, healthcare systems.
Model answers 14.
1. When did you last go to the doctor's?
A. I last went to see the GP about a month ago when I had a bad cold. I remember the day very clearly because I got up in the morning with a splitting headache.
B. Fortunately, I am in good health and I can't remember the time that I last had to consult a doctor. I try to take care of myself. In my opinion, prevention is better than cure. Many people neglect their health and get a bad cold easily when the cool, rainy weather sets in. 2. What was the matter with you?
It hurt when I swallowed, and I felt sore all over. I couldn't stop sneezing, and my nose was running. Then the next day, I got worse and worse. I was shivering, coughing, my nose was all blocked up, and I felt sick. I also developed a high temperature. 3. Was the doctor called for, or did you go to the surgery yourself?
My mother called the doctor and made an appointment with her. I had to go to the local health center. There were a lot of patients in the waiting room due to a flu epidemic. 4. What examination did the doctor give you?
When the assistant shouted, "Next, please," I entered the consulting room. I felt dizzy and nearly fainted. Before the doctor on duty very conscientiously examined me, he told me to strip to the waist. He began by feeling my pulse. Then he gave me a thermometer to take my temperature with. It was quite high, so he looked at my throat and said that it was badly inflamed. He also listened to my lungs and breathing with a stethoscope and took my blood pressure. 5. How did the doctor diagnose the case?
After the thorough examination, he diagnosed my illness and told me that I had all the symptoms of influenza. 6. Were laboratory tests called for?
Yes. The doctor said that because of the swollen throat, complications could arise. So he sent me to the laboratory for a blood test and gave me a penicillin injection. 7. What treatment did he prescribe?
I had to stay in bed for a few days, drink a lot of hot tea with lemon, and keep warm. 8. Did he make out a prescription?
Yes. He made out a prescription for some antifebrile medicine to keep the fever down, some menthol drops for my nose, which were very good and gave me immediate relief, and a mixture for my throat. I had to gargle every 2 hours. 9. Where did you get the medicine?
I got the medicine at the chemist's, where they made up the mixture for my throat and reminded me to shake it well before use. I also bought some painkillers for my headache and took one pill 3 times a day after meals. 10. Were you put on the sick list?
Yes, I was put on the sick list and had to stay off work for a week. 11. Did he give you a medical certificate?
Yes, the doctor made out a sick note in my name and told me to remember that a cold was catching. 12. How long did it take you to get well?
After following the doctor's advice and taking the medicine in the prescribed way, I soon recovered from my illness. 13. Were you visited by your friends?
Since I was confined to bed and not allowed to go out even for a walk, my friend came to see me and wished me a quick recovery. 14. Do you have your teeth examined regularly?
A. No, I'm afraid not. It is very difficult to bring yourself to go to the dentist's because you know that if you go, you will be in for some painful treatment.
B. Yes, I visit the dentist's surgery on a regular basis, as it is better to nip the trouble in the bud than to have a tooth pulled out.
15. What do you do about an aching tooth?
If I have an aching tooth, I take a strong painkiller to stop the blinding pain, or I call my dentist and try to see him as soon as possible. 16. How does the dentist examine your teeth?
After I have been comfortably seated in the dentist's chair, he asks me which tooth is troubling me. He makes me open my mouth and begins probing for cavities. 17. What does he do if he finds a tooth with a hole in it?
When he finds a tooth with a hole in it, he makes a sign to the nurse and reaches for the drill. After drilling, I am allowed to rinse my mouth. Sometimes the mouthwash contains an antiseptic. The dentist then fills the cavity and asks me not to chew for an hour or two. 18. What happens if the aching tooth is too far gone?
If the aching tooth is too far gone, the dentist will pull it out. 19. How can you stand the pain?
Before the extraction, he anesthetizes your nerves with an injection given in your gum, so the pain that you actually feel is quite bearable. By the age of 30, most people have had one or two teeth out. 20. When did you have the worst toothache in your life?
I had the worst toothache in my life when one of my wisdom teeth was coming through. I couldn't bear the constant pain for more than 2 days. 21. What did you do about it?
I went to the dentist, who said that it had to be extracted, and sent me to an oral surgeon. I couldn't pluck up enough courage to go there, so I went on suffering for another 2 days. When I went back to the surgery, there was another dentist there who just incised my gum, and this helped my tooth to come out. 22. What kind of health problems do people most often have in our climate?
In our climate, especially in autumn and late winter, people often have health problems. They catch a cold or flu, and those who don't have enough resistance can contract pneumonia. Arthritis and rheumatism are also made worse by cool and damp weather. 23. What are the commonest diseases?
With the growing amount of chemicals used in every walk of life, the number of patients suffering from hay fever, allergies, and respiratory problems, such as bronchitis and asthma, is rising. Quinsy and appendicitis are very common with children, as well as food poisoning and indigestion. A very upsetting tendency is that more and more people suffer from nervous breakdowns and exhaustion due to overwork and fatigue. In the most serious cases, people end up in mental hospitals and never recover from their illness. 24. What diseases have practically been done away with in Europe?
Such diseases as the plague, cholera, smallpox, malaria, tuberculosis, polio, and many others were stamped out a long time ago. 25. How did we manage to combat these diseases?
Children get vaccinations for smallpox and polio at a very young age and are also given periodical medical checkups at school. 26. Which diseases now seem to take the heaviest toll of human lives?
The diseases that seem to take the heaviest toll of human life are coronary heart diseases, circulatory disorders, cancer, and AIDS. 27. Has medicine made any considerable advances to cure them?
Medicine is advancing, and it can successfully combat cancer if it is discovered at an early stage. That is why a lot of emphasis is placed on preventive medicine nowadays. The same applies to heart diseases and circulatory problems, which can be avoided through a healthy way of life. 28. What is AIDS, and how does it spread?
AIDS stands for the name of a fatal disease called acquired immune deficiency syndrome, which spreads through sexual intercourse and blood transfusion. 29. What do you think of smoking?
Being very widespread in Hungary, smoking affects a lot of people. It is very harmful to your health, especially for your circulatory system, throat, and lungs. 30. What do you think of alcoholism?
Alcoholism is even worse, because once you have become dependent on alcohol, it is extremely difficult to give drinking up. And alcohol will slowly but surely ruin not only your health, but also you and your family's lives. 31. What do you think of drug taking?
Hopefully, drug addicts are still few and far between in this country, but the problem is definitely present. We must do everything to prevent a large number of youngsters getting affected by drug taking. 32. What must we do to keep in good health?
To keep in good health, we should first of all be aware of the health risks of modern life. We should avoid stress and tension and do some exercise every day. It is important to breathe a bit of fresh air and not to sit inside from morning till night. We should try to avoid fatty meat and animal fats in general, so as not to be overweight. Remember the saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. 33. What diseases did you suffer from in childhood, and what were the symptoms?
When I was a child, I had mumps and measles. Both are infectious diseases, and I suppose I caught them at school. I had rashes all over my body, and they were itching terribly. I also had a slight temperature, and I was forced to stay at home for 2 weeks. The worst disease I had to endure as a child was dysentery, the symptoms of which were heavy diarrhea, vomiting, a sharp pain in my stomach, and a high temperature. 34. What are the commonest children's diseases?
The commonest children's diseases are perhaps scarlet fever, chickenpox, and whooping cough. 35. Where do you take a sick child when the surgery is closed?
When there are no consulting hours and the case seems to be serious, I can take the sick child to the polyclinic, where they have night duty, or I can call for the ambulance, which will take him into hospital, where pediatricians will examine him. 36. Have you ever been in hospital?
I was in hospital when I was a child. 37. Have you had any major operations?
I had my tonsils and adenoids removed. 38. For what illnesses are most people operated on?
Most people are operated on for appendicitis. Sometimes an emergency operation is needed. 39. How are you prepared for an operation?
Before the operation, the surgeons and the nurses dress in special uniforms, wash their hands, and put on masks. You are put on a trolley and taken to the operating theater, where you get a local or general anesthetic, which will send you to sleep. Sometimes you are given a laxative a day before the operation. 40. What departments are there in a hospital? What specialists work in these departments?
Physicians work in the Department of Internal Medicine, which is usually the largest department in a hospital. Then there is the operating theater, where surgeons work, and the gynecology and maternity wards. The urology ward is where your kidney troubles are treated, and if you have any problems with your skin, you are sent to the dermatology department. The ear, nose, and throat department is usually next to the eye department, where eye specialists work. Psychiatrists and nerve specialists treat their patients in the neurology department. People who have difficulty with moving are looked after in the rheumatology department or sent to a health resort where they get physiotherapy treatment. The cardiology department and the intensive care unit are usually on one of the upper floors. The radiology department, the laboratory, and the casualty department are on the ground floor so that they can be easily accessed. 41. Have you ever broken any of your bones?
A. Fortunately, I have never had any broken bones.
B. Yes, I broke my arm a few years ago. 42. What happens to people who have broken their arms or legs?
Usually, they are taken to hospital for an X-ray. If it is a young person, the bone will set quickly, but he will have to have it in plaster for a time too. If it is his leg that is broken, he will naturally have to go round on crutches until the plaster comes off. Once the plaster comes off, he will still have to rest it and walk as little as possible. 43. When do people need to be rushed to the casualty department?
People need to be taken to the casualty department if they have had an accident. 44. What kinds of accidents can people have?
They might slip and fall on an icy walkway and get bruised or break a bone. Or they could be hit by a car and have serious injuries or an internal hemorrhage. They could scald or burn themselves while cooking and have minor or major burns on their skin. 45. How are these injuries treated?
These injuries are treated with first aid, usually in the casualty departments. Wounds are cleaned with antiseptic and are dressed by putting bandages over them. Sprained ankles and dislocated knees are put right. Burns are treated with ointment. Compresses are put round swellings. Bleeding is stopped, and injections are given to dull pain. 46. How does the Hungarian Public Health Service work?
In Hungary, the whole system of health care is undergoing a change at present. The medical services are substantially financed by the state, and they constitute a major item in the budget. In fact, you pay a monthly contribution from your salary into the National Health Insurance Fund, but you do not pay for the actual treatment. 47. Do you have to pay hospital fees and doctor's fees in Hungary?
At the moment, you do not have to pay a fee for medical services in Hungary, because the National Health Insurance Fund provides its members with a social insurance card. This entitles them to get the necessary medical treatment free of charge. They just need to present this card each time they attend the doctor's surgery or the hospital. There are, of course, private practitioners and private polyclinics that need to charge for visits. The Health Insurance Fund, however, claims to serve the whole population. Everyone can choose their GP freely and go to the one whom they trust most. Surgeries are open 4 hours a day, treating patients who are mobile, and those who are laid up with an illness are visited at home. 48. Do you get paid while you are on sick leave?
If you are on sick leave, you get a certain amount of your salary, depending on your problem, whilst if an accident happens to you while you are at work, you are entitled to all your salary. 49. Are tourists provided with free health care abroad?
As we are in the European Union, Hungarians get free medical service in other EU countries if you have the necessary documents and insurance with you. So you shouldn't forget to take out a policy before the journey. 50. Do you know anything about the British system?
To tell you the truth, I don't know much about the British system. I have read that they have the so-called National Health Service, which means that if they go to a doctor, have a checkup in hospital, or undergo an operation, they don't pay anything. There is a small charge for the prescribed medicine, new dentures or glasses. Naturally, there are private surgeries and hospitals there, too, for people who do not want to be treated under the NHS system.